Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Orange County Civic Center Authority. This is a Brown Act meeting, so we'll go through and call the meeting to order at 4:05 on December 11th, 2019. Appreciate everybody being here today. Mr. Palumbo did let us know, Member Palumbo, that he wouldn't be here today. And then we'll go through the rest of this. So if you all could join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to get us kicked off. Can I ask the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. Please be seated.
Okay, do we have any members of the public that are here to speak today? I'm glad we have this door open. That door was locked. Okay, seeing none, move on to action items. First item, this is a special meeting, I should mention, so we had a 24-hour posting for this meeting as a special meeting. First item is approval of appointment of the City of Santa Ana member, Ms. Ridge, to fill a vacancy based on the retirement of Mr. Suisse. And so the rules ask that the city manager appoint and the CEO appoint, so we did receive a letter from the city appointing Ms. Ridge. You can appoint yourself. That is
a letter from myself.
that is allowed, and we appreciate that for the file. And so that's the recommended action on this item, to approve Christine Ridge as a member of the Orange County Civic Center Authority. Do I have a motion on that item, please?
I motion to approve.
I'll second. Those in favor, and we're going to ask you to abstain here. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so that passes. Now we'll welcome your vote on upcoming items.
I'd like to abstain on the next one.
Okay, we'll do that as well then. Okay, we do have three members present for a quorum.
You were up.
That was a member. Okay, so I'm happy to take a motion on the minutes, or if the membership would like additional time to review. Sure.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, motion by Member Villegas, second by Member Miller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Now on to item three. This is an action item. At our last meeting, we talked about this project a little bit in the capital project update and the need potentially for more funding for this. So this item is the approval of reallocation of $521,000 from the dry stream bed project, which is near the courthouse, to the Japanese garden project, which is already line itemed with a budget of $434,000. And the drought-tolerant landscaping, another line item project, both to help fill a potential shortfall for that project. If it's the pleasure of the whole authority now, I think Mr. Ono could take us through a little presentation of this. Is that understanding?
Thank you.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank the authority for hosting this special meeting for these two projects in the Civic Center. As you indicated, as part of the 2019-20 Civic Center Authority budget, there were three projects that are involved in this action. One is the dry stream bed project by the courthouse, where the authority budgeted $800,000. The Japanese garden was budgeted $300,000, and the drought tolerant landscaping was budgeted at Japanese garden and the mall landscaping project as a project that was together. We received a bid within budget, but the low bidder actually withdrew his bid. So now we're at the final award, a second bidder, which is about $500,000 over the current budget. So the purpose of this meeting is to get authority approval to reallocate funding from the Japanese garden, from the dry stream bed project to the Japanese garden and the drought tolerant landscape project. For the public and board information, I have a PowerPoint presentation up here on the screen. This shows the Japanese pavilion, a Japanese garden, and the mall landscaping area, which is currently void of any kind of landscaping. All three projects, the Stream Bay project is located next to the courthouse. The Japanese pavilion is also located on the east side of the courthouse. And the mall landscaping is in the mall right at the Plaza of the Sun. The Japanese pavilion, we're actually going to completely renovate the garden and the structure. The dry rot is going to be removed, replaced, repainted. Security lighting will be installed in the pavilion. The exterior landscaping will all be re-established and redone with landscaping and anyway, it's going to be flowering trees also within the garden. And the mall landscaping will completely redesign the mall landscaping to include a passive walkway, a bio swale through the garden, a small all the areas will be landscaped with drought tolerant planting. The library is going to be out there helping some programs if necessary to instruct the public on how to plant and how to keep planting within in their homes. As I indicated, three bids were received. Horizon Construction bidder was within the budget. CS Legacy is $500,000 over the budget. We would like to move forward to work with CS Legacy. We would need an additional $500,000 for this project. We looked at the various options. One of the options was to do some value engineering, reduce the scope of work to get the project within the budget. And the second option was to actually award it to CS Legacy. We thought it would be best that we obtain monies from the courthouse, buy Stream Bed project of $800,000, and reallocate $500,000 to the pavilion and the mall landscaping, leaving around $300,000 left in the Dry Stream Bed project to complete the design work. And our plan is in next year's budget, 2021, we will come back to the authority and request the additional funding to actually construct the Dry Stream Bed project. If the reallocation is approved by the authority tonight, we can award the project at the next city council meeting. Its construction will begin in February, completed in May 2020. The good thing about this proposal is that the Japanese American organization is planning to do a 50-year anniversary of the Japanese garden in May 2020. The garden was actually donated to both the city and the county on May 27, 1970. And the award of this construction will allow the city and the county to complete this in time for the 50-year anniversary. Here's a presentation of any questions.
Yeah, please. Member Rich.
The dry stream, what is the plan for that?
The dry stream?
Yes.
Yeah, the dry stream bid actually was budgeted several years ago, but we didn't implement it because the state courthouse had a major leak into their underground garage. So we waited for the state actually completely resurfacing and re-landscaping the area to seal the garage. Now that staff function is ready to implement the dry stream bid project. Originally, that area was actually water, and we had a problem leaking in the garage at that time.
So it wasn't a dry stream.
It wasn't a dry stream.
It was
actually water. But we recreated it as a dry stream several years ago, but it's still leaking. So we still need to readdress it.
Mr. Ono, is it true that part of the logic that went behind the recommendation to not do major rescoping and major redesign, as you mentioned, was this anniversary and this date to try to keep the project on schedule to meet that? Is that true?
Originally, we weren't even aware of the 50-year anniversary.
Okay.
this. It just came up as we were implementing the bid award process and the bid process. That's when they came up. The association actually contacted me and said, hey, the project is scheduled for 50-year anniversary. Is the project going to be completed on time? So that's why we came back to the authority and said, can we expedite it by reallocating funding?
That's the driver primarily on timing, right? Yeah, thank you.
And if approved, they probably will want to put it on the agenda next week for your consideration in your other capacity. Another question, if I may. In your handout, it identifies an area that's called Mall Landscape. Is that actually the drought tolerance?
That's actually the drought tolerance.
Okay, that's one in the same.
Other questions by members of the authority?
No questions.
If not, I make a motion to approve.
Okay, motion by Vice Chair Villegas.
I'll second.
Second by Member Ridge. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Thank you. That item is approved. Good luck with your project, Mr. Ono and City. That takes us to just discussion items. We didn't have any today. And to members' comments, so I'll just ask Mr. Miller.
No comments.
Mayor Pro Tem?
I have a comment. I would like to call for a special meeting in February for discussion on the land swap. Give us some time after the holidays to get together to talk, because I know the next scheduled meeting is not until May. So I think it would be a good idea to meet ahead of time. And if we could have both staffs from the city and the county work on that in the meantime.
Okay. Thank you. So we will work with the city on that.
We'll figure out a date. Yeah. Flexible.
Yeah, part of my comments were going to be that, so I'll just make them now. We have the Civic Center Authority chair transitioning to the city next year. So we'll work with you on scheduling. You all will have the meetings.
So does that typically occur in the first meeting of the new calendar year? Is that the timing?
Right. But if the bylaws are that it's a calendar year. So if you wanted to have a special meeting on January 1st, you could. The city is the chair and runs the calendar for that year.
Yeah, the bylaws indicate that the chair, the chair automatically switches at the beginning of each year. It goes back and forth between the city and the county.
Correct.
When that rotation happens, do we typically host it over in one of our locations? Is that how it's been in the past?
We still, one and one. So even when we had it, or when I was the chair, we were still, you know, the county will host one meeting, and at the following meeting we'll have. I like this building though, so.
Because do have a really
nice building. This is fine too, you know, it depends, yeah.
The city's pleasure, we're happy to host, or come across the street, whatever you like.
Okay.
Thank you. We'll play it by ear.
Sure. Any other member comments, Ms. Ridge?
Just want to thank you all for approving my appointment to the board, and I look forward to working with each of you. I've started to delve through all of the documents, and wow, they go back. It took before I was even born, which is a pretty long time ago.
Yeah.
So trying to get myself familiar with it, and I think we have some opportunities for some improvements in the way that we collaborate for the Civic Center.
Sure, yeah, appreciate that. And then my just last comments, other than the transition, and my staff is here to help try to make that seamless, is to wish everybody happy holidays, and we will see you in the new year, if not sooner, in the Civic Center Authority capacity. With that, I take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Miller, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Villegas. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. Appreciate you all coming over.
Thank you, everyone.
Mission.
Depends
what we have on the agenda. There you go.
Oh, that's